A real frontline patriot brings you his one-of-a-kind perspective on freedom versus tyranny. This is the world premiere of the Political Prisoner Podcast, powered by Gateway Pundit. Now, live from solitary confinement, here's your host, January Sixer, Jake Lang.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Political Prisoner Podcast. It's your host, Jake Lang, coming to you live from D.C. jail, where me and about 35 other brave American men are being housed by the corrupt regime, Joe Biden's DOJ, and the FBI has wrangled us up from all across the country and thrown us in the gulag. And I'm here today on the podcast with a very special friend of mine and a super advocate, a conservative firebrand who's also part of the Blessed News Network. Silk is here from Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. She joins me now today. Hey, Silk, how you doing?
Hello, Jake. I am doing magnificent, and I hope you're doing well.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm doing well. God's blessed us today, and we want to give a good and faithful shout-out to your sister, Diamond, who has done so much for this movement, for our country. And I'm sure you guys miss her, and we love her, and we're praying for your family every single day. Big shout-out to her and all you guys have done together. It's been magnificent.
Wow. Thank you so much. You know, as I continue to tell everybody that, you know, she may have passed on, but she also passed the torch to me. So I have that torch, and I'm continuing the legacy of Diamond and Silk by doing everything that we can to save America. That's the hill that she died on, trying to save America, and I'm going to keep that particular legacy going because we have to save our country.
Amen. Yes, yes. And I think it is the most honorable of all fights, American liberty, and God blesses it. And God bless her soul that is resting in heaven now with Jesus and all of the saints. So,
thank you.
So, let's talk. Yes, amen. Let's talk about January 6th. I know recently you just had, I think actually this past week, Laura Logan was on your program that aired on Blessed News as well, talking about her new documentary series that she's doing, The Rest of the Story. Tell me what some of your biggest takeaways were from that meeting and other things you've been learning recently about January 6th.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't get the actual chance to meet with her, but I did see the documentaries that she has been doing as it pertains to January the 6th with her new show. And I'm going to tell you, it is truly phenomenal with the way that she gets the truth out there, with the way that she allows the individual to speak upon and to speak about what they've gone through, what's going on, and how it's happening. This is something that's been censored from the public. So it's like she's gone in to the families to see, okay, what was this person really truly about before all of this? What were they doing before all of this? And she makes that person a human being instead of what I call it the deep state snakes and Democrats, what they try to depict a person as. But she goes in to make that person a human so that we can understand this person is just like you and I. This person is not a terrorist. The real terrorist that's terrorizing the American citizens is this rogue government, this communist government that have been installed. That's who the real terrorist is. That's who's truly terrorizing the American citizens. So I absolutely love her show, and I hope she keeps going on, and one day soon, hopefully, we'll get a chance to really meet so that we can dive deeper into, like, why is she doing this? What is her reasoning behind doing this? Because 10 out of 10, more than likely, is to get the truth out there. The naked truth that they have been trying to censor from coming out anyway. And so I absolutely love the show.
Amen. Yes, yes. I haven't had a chance to see it, obviously. I'm on the inside here, but Laura's a great friend of mine, and We work hand in hand on many things, and I'm very proud of her, what she's done. And thank you for tuning in and sharing those things. It's really good. I think that, you know, this community that is formed around January 6th, the January 6th Truth Seekers, you're part of it, Laura, and, you know, all the other hosts on Blessed News and a lot of other, you know, brave conservative media hosts that don't back down and shy away from January 6th and the plight of the political prisoners. We really all do share a common goal, and it's speaking the truth boldly to try to release, you know, me and about 1,300 other Americans that have been arrested and charged, and 200 of us that currently sit in prison from our bond of persecution here.
And so, you know, I hear you say that. I'm listening to you talk. I hear you say that, and it's really infuriating to know that American citizens sit in jail and rot. All right, their livelihood is gone. Okay, their family, everything have been basically dismantled. Okay, but we have illegal aliens that's crossing our borders, trespassing in America illegally, and they're being given food, shelter, jobs, a legal status, iPhones, IDs, they're flights to wherever they want to go to, bus rides to wherever they want to go to trespass in our country illegally. When you got patriotic American citizens who went to the Capitol, okay, exercise their First Amendment right, and then to say, well, we're going to lock you up because you trespass. People that wasn't even at the Capitol are also locked up. That's a doggone disgrace. And then to deem these individuals as terrorists, they hadn't harmed nobody. They didn't hurt nobody. If anything, they walked through the door that was open from the inside. That's how I know that, in my own humble opinion, that this was an inside job, okay? That's what they did, okay? You opened the door from the inside. They walked in. They took photos. They was given a tour by the police that was in there. The police took selfies with the individuals. And do you want to say it was a restricted area for people to walk in? Well, if it was restricted, why did you have red velvet ropes for people to walk through? You know what I'm saying? If it was restricted, why you didn't have no sign up to say it was restricted? If it was restricted, then why did you open the door from the inside? So, you know, we can go on and on and on, but it's really a shame with the way that our government have depicted in front of us innocent individuals as being terrorists when you got real terrorists and terroristic actions happening in our country, especially at that border as it pertains to human trafficking, sex trafficking, organ harvesting, and nobody seems to be doing absolutely nothing about that. You got individuals that want to pray for the unborn, and you want to lock them up. But then you got other people that is killing the unborn. Oh, you okay with that? You know, yeah, this country has a serious problem, and it is called communism. Yes. It is called terrorization. They're terrorizing the American people.
I couldn't agree more, Silken. You know, you lay it down for the audience so well, and I hope that everybody out there is truly listening, because this is like some type of prophetic messaging that's going on, knowing that where our country's going, we could see. It's not just, you know, something that is unseeable. We could see the example across seas in China and Venezuela and other totalitarian regimes and communistic regimes that just slowly start to erode the cultural distinguishment of their country. They erode financial institutions in the country, and then they start to really erode the spiritual backbone, which Christianity is in this country. And they're doing this one by one and trying to break us down, but we've got a God in heaven that is stronger than that. And he's watching over our country, and he's gonna make a way. I know he will. And I think it's actually through the January Sixers and our plight. We're waking up millions of Americans to the true nature, two-tier justice system, that if you're conservative or Christian or Republican or Trump supporter in this country, that you have been outcast. You are now a deplorable. You are now a second-class citizen that is not guaranteed your constitutional rights. Cruel and unusual punishment, that's happening every single day. Right to a speedy trial, right to face your accusers and go in front of a fair and unbiased jury. I mean, right to have a First Amendment, redress of grievances. That's what we are doing at the Capitol. Everything. Constitution's out the window if you're a Trump supporter. And that analogy you made, you know, talking about the illegal aliens that are coming into the country, the invasion that's happening at our southern border, they're being treated better than, let's say, Joe Biggs, a two-time Purple Heart awarded warrior, American hero, that fought for our country overseas, just given 17 and a half years in prison for walking through the United States Capitol without a weapon, without hurting anybody, without destroying anything, just simply walking through the Capitol. This is a distinguishment. This is a distinction between the right and the left right now. If you're on the left, you can do no wrong. If you're on the right, oh, man, you got a target on your back. And we all got targets on our back. That's why we got to stick together. So,
I totally agree. And not to mention no due process. They have basically ripped away at the fabric of America. You know, we were founded on Judeo-Christian values. The values of America has basically been dismantled. The quality of life that Americans are accustomed to have basically been destroyed. And then to see Jim Crow Joe Biden stand there on stage to say the biggest threat to America is white supremacists. And what people fail to realize is he is the real true white supremacist that is destroying our country with all of these backdoor deals, with all of this money laundering. And yes, I can say allegedly because I wasn't there when they was laundering the money, but we already have the receipts. We have the laptop from hell. We already know exactly what's going on. They can't pull the wool over our eyes anymore. That's who this is destroying our country. We were energy independent under President Donald J. Trump. And then for Biden to get in and just remove what we have been dependent on, to just dismantle what we've been accustomed to, deliberately dismantle it. And I believe if, you know, when you're getting that, doing that pay for play and you're getting money from these foreign countries to do damnable things to our country, that's what's basically happening, and that's what's going on. We can see it. They know we can see it. That's why they try to censor our voices.
Well, today they're not censoring us. We've got a great audience. Everybody tuning in from the Gateway Pundit, we love you guys, and on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts, and especially on Blessed News Network. We love all you guys. We're going to bring back Silk for another segment here. So stay right where you are, guys. You're listening to the Political Prisoner Podcast. It's your host, Jake Lang. God bless you. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Political Prisoner Podcast. It's your host, Jake Lang. Man, we've got just a barn burner episode today. Silk is absolutely dismantling the deep state here with me. I'm very just humbled and excited to have her on the show. She's also live every single day at 10 p.m. on the Blessed News app. Her show, God Bless America, Diamond and Silk, Chit Chat Live, is available. It's amazing. Everybody loves it. She's like our prime time anchor, and Blessed News is just really grateful to have her a part of it. So if you guys want to watch her, go to blessednewsapp.com. And 10 p.m. Eastern every day, you guys can see Silk live for an hour, which is just super awesome. Silk, great to have you back here with me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Let's do this.
Yeah. So we're talking January 6th here. We're you know, making some comparisons between, you know, how Joe Biden's deliberately trying to destroy this country. The January 6ers seem to be just another pawn, just another collateral damage aspect of this larger agenda that the Democrats have set forth, that these, Marxists, really, they're infiltrators inside of our own country. I mean, I remember it was said that America, any great empire, really, when it gets to be too big, it's not going to be defeated from the outside, but it'll be defeated from the inside. And I think that we're really fighting a war here on our own turf, a spiritual warfare, good versus evil, family values versus Marxist liberal insanity. And I want to get your take on where you see the future of our country going and how we can get back to making America great.
Well, right now, I mean, the country, it is going straight to hell in a hen basket is what's happening right now. We all see it, the Marxism that's going on, the fascism that's going on, the communism that's going on. We all see exactly what's going on. It's just going straight to hell, in my own humble opinion. The only way to get this country back is we have to stand united, all right? We cannot allow our own government to divide us. It's what we can't do. We have to all be on the same playing field, all right? We already know, you know, who the leader of this pack is. And in my own humble opinion, and based off of evidence, it's President Donald J. Trump, all right? We need him back in the White House. And one thing about President Trump, he knows where the landmines are at. He knows where they're at. All he has to do is go in and flip a switch, and all of the rats and roaches were scattered, okay? Because he already knows where everybody resides. Everything is at. He already see. If you get one of these puppets out here, one of these GOP puppets, I call them a Republican Decepticon. If you get one of them, then what's got to happen? What they're going to do is go in. They're going to call for a meeting for a committee. They're going to form a committee. Going to throw money at this committee. We got to see how to do this. We got to see how to do that. President Donald J. Trump don't have to do none of that because he already knows where everything is at. So that's what I see going on with our country right now as being deliberately destroyed, all right, because they want us a third world country. They want us to look like a third world country, and it's being deliberately dismantled and destroyed. But the only way back, of course, is through God and through God's chosen one, who is President Donald J. Trump.
Amen. Yeah, I mean, nobody has more to lose or to gain than the January Sixers by Trump not getting into office or becoming our next president. And so, you know, me and all the Jan Sixers, we stay, you know, with our fidelity towards Trump, not just out of basic human survival instinct. We need pardons. We want to go home to our families. But, you know, we have to remind everybody that we were at the Capitol standing up for our Constitution that day, and Trump, you know, is the most constitutionally minded president we've had in recent memory. And so we were there in many ways standing behind Trump because he represents a constitutional, great, strong America. And we want to see our country continue to heal and come together and be prosperous again. And
that's right.
Through God's blessing.
He also represents the Constitutional Republic, which is what we are. When I listen to Joe Biden and the Democrats and the deep state snake Republicans, when I hear them talk about democracy, our democracy, they don't even realize that we live here in America in a constitutional republic. We're governed by constitutional laws, all right? And you can't take and make the law, then turn around and break the same law you just made, all right? But this democracy, that means that there is a dictator. See, and when I look at Joe Biden, he's acting just like a dictator. I don't know of any legislation that have passed through Congress, through the Senate, and passed the correct way to become law. All I've seen since Joe Biden has been residing there at the White House, all I've seen is just a lot of executive orders to put measures and different things in place. And these measures that's being put in place is restraining and restricting we, the American people. It's taking away our constitutional rights. It's destroying what we know as America. And so that's one thing that I want to make sure that people know. We are a constitutional republic. We're not a democracy. So stop letting them fool you with this word salad and make you think that we're some type of democracy. We're not. We are a constitutional republic governed by constitutional laws here in America.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. And, you know, I'm checking the lingo out, and it's really some of the words you're using and the words that they're using that you're, you know, repeating them saying is really legalese. They're using this word salad. They're trying to deceptively trick us into these bonds. And, it's like we're willingly putting on the chains in this country, which is part of the scariest part about it. And, you talk about being a constitutional republic, and, you know, that's how our founding fathers framed it, that we have natural law, common law, that our creator endows us with, and not, you know, any kind of congressional body or votes. I mean, if we're in a room of 100 people and 99 of them vote to take away your freedom of speech, that doesn't mean you lose your freedom of speech. In a democracy, it does, but in a constitutional republic, it doesn't, because you have rights that are inalienable to you, that are given
that's
to
us right.
by the creator. And so they want,
and
they
no
want
other
to have
law.
That majority tyranny. Yeah.
That's right. And no other law is supposed to supersede the Constitution. I don't care what law that Congress and them try to put in place, or what executive order that they try to put in place. None of that is supposed to supersede the Constitution. Okay? That's our law, given to us by God. Okay? That's our God-given law. All right? We're supposed to prosper, not be living in poverty, how they're trying to have us living right now. We're not supposed to be, it's not supposed to be like that, okay? But once everybody realized that, then that means that when they want you to comply with their lie, you will not comply with their lie. So people need to really educate themselves as it pertains to the Constitution. And when you talk about the laws and different things, the way that they are misapplying a lot of these laws towards the J6ers, this just to try to bully them into taking a plea, that's illegal. Misapplying laws just to find someone guilty on certain things, that's illegal for them to do. I think that it's really a shame as to how this government has been bullying, they've been kidnapping, they've been torturing, they've also been holding hostage American citizens because of the difference of their political ideology. All of this stuff that we're seeing happening today, you all, I feel it is political. It's so that these Marxists can keep power, and they want to have power reign over all of us. But it's more of us than it is of them. So if you educate yourself, when you want to speak freely, then you should be able to speak freely. When you want to protest against injustice or contest a contest, especially if you was a contestant in the contest, you should be able to do that. And all of our voices united, we stand, divided, we fall. We have to unite together and call all of these different demonic individuals who cease to destroy America, we have to call them all out.
Amen, amen. I love that. The focus on the education process is so key right now, because a lot of us are just ignorant of these laws that they're using in the criminal court and in more to kind of just hold us down. And I think this education process is going to expand through the January 6th movements. I mean, I know in my court case, I'm filing some different documents really challenging the federal government's jurisdiction. Like, why does the FBI and any federal agency just get a march into my home state of New York and kidnap me without an extradition, without, you know, really any backing of any charges? I mean, just like Ron DeSantis said, if they wanted to extradite Trump, the feds, that they, and he stayed in Florida, they wouldn't do it. We need more governors. We need more sheriffs. We need more educated and brave, constitutionally minded people to stand up against this wicked, demonic federal government that is abusing its power that they've been limited to in the government. I mean, guys, read your Constitution. The 9th and 10th Amendments guarantee states' rights. We're like a country of 50 smaller countries all bounded together to be prosperous together, but we're not supposed to be beholden to the federal government. They have extended their power and totally become tyrannical with it. And that's really what one of the main problems in our country is. We need to move the power back to the local level, and people need to take control of their communities, their counties, their states, and stop just giving everything and just blindly trusting Joe Biden and the FBI and the DOJ and these huge monolithic institutions. They don't have your best interests at heart. These federal
That's
agencies
right.
do not have our best interests at heart.
And they are unelected bureaucrats. We didn't elect them. We didn't even elect Joe Biden. He was selected by the deep state. All right? He was selected by the deep state. I can honestly say that. All right? I don't even have to allege that. He was selected, not elected. All right? And what we've been having over decades upon decades is selections, not elections. They put whichever puppet they want.
Remaining.
They put whatever puppet they want in place and in that space so that they can control the narrative and can control our country. These people ain't nothing but puppets.
And that's why they broke down and went crazy when Donald Trump squeaked through and got into office in 2016. And
that's right.
It's been quite the roller coaster in this country ever since. But I'm glad to be in it with you and with all my fellow Americans, because we're going to come out on top. So we're going to bring you back for one more segment. We'll talk about our faith in God a little bit, say a prayer over the American people, and we'll wrap it up. You're listening to the Political Prisoner Podcast. It's your host, Jake Lang. Stay glued where you're at. God bless. Welcome back, everybody. It's your host, Jake Lang, live from the D.C. jail. This is the Political Prisoner Podcast. Today is day, I believe, 992 approximately. I know that October 13th, Friday the 13th, is officially my 1,000th day incarcerated without a trial as a political prisoner to Joe Biden's corrupt regime right here in America. So we're counting down the days to day 1,000, a day to be, I think, feared for everybody, because it's just reprehensible that we have people languishing without trials like myself and other brave American heroes that I'm in here with, my awesome, awesome buddies and brothers in Christ, and fellow patriots, the Jan 6 heroes that stood up against tyranny, unarmed, peacefully, and defended this country right on the steps of our own Capitol building, January 6, 2021. Today, you guys have been listening to just one of my best friends. She's so awesome, and she's shown so much love to the January 6ers. I remember a few months ago, she put out a broadcast on her show. She dropped her email and said, any Jan 6er that wants to come on their family to tell your stories, you guys can use Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live for your platform. And I thought that that was just really just awesome for her to get down in the trenches here with us, our family members and our stories, to offer her platform to us. So I wanted to thank you for that, Silk. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's, you know, we have to be helpers one to another. You know, when you see injustice and different things that's going on, we have to be the ones to step up to the plate. So if you have the platform to allow these silent voices to be heard, then utilize your platform for good. Let's get the word out so that everybody will know exactly what's going on, instead of everybody humping on this one narrative that they've put out there, which is truly a lie. We now see that it's a lie. But utilize what God has given you to be helpers one to another.
Amen, amen. And that's a message to every person in the audience that's listening right now. Take this article on Gateway Funding, take this link, and post it up on your Getter, your Truth, your Twitter program, and just push it out there for us so that, you know, my voice and Silk's and our message of deliverance of the political prisoners and prosperity and liberty in America could reach more people. So let's all do our part. Let's share this like crazy, and let's get back into it. So, Silk, I wanted to shift gears here to putting first things last. It's weird because I usually end off my show and talk to my guests about their faith in God, what Jesus has done in their life, and their hope that they have, rest assured, in our Father in heaven. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about and let the audience know you more on an intimate and spiritual level as a sister in Christ. What is our Father in heaven and his spirit? What does he do in your life? What keeps you going every day? Tell me a little bit.
Well, right now what keeps me going is faith, okay, knowing that without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I will fail, all right? And because I know that and have my faith in God. That's how I can wake up every day and like, what do I have to do today? And find the positive out of everything that goes on. Find the positivity out of it. I don't focus on the negative. Even though negative may come my way, it's just negative. I ain't got to focus on it, so I don't. I focus on the positive things, and I continue to keep my faith. Now, when my sister passed January the 8th, 2023, that was the worst day of my life. I'm like, what am I supposed to do here? You know, she was the main talker. She was the vocal one, you know. I work behind the scenes. I'm the tech person, okay? But you know what? When I heard that voice of God say to me, I needed her more. I needed her more because this is a war between good versus evil, between God versus these demons. And my sister, she's a warrior, all right? And when I heard that voice from God say, I needed her more, that settled me into knowing that I'm here to continue on. You see what I'm saying? And that's how that's where my strengths come from. I totally put my trust in God and knowing this is what I'm supposed to do. So I ask God, give me the words to say, show me what I need to do, how I need to do it. And guess what? We've been doing very, very well, have not missed a beat. And a lot of people say, oh, well, you was the quiet one. You was the silent one. And I tell them silent can be a little violent. I just don't have a problem calling out the raw truth. So my faith is truly rooted and grounded in knowing that God has my back, that God is not going to bring me to it unless he's going to see me through it. So I wouldn't be here in this predicament or in this space right now if God didn't have what I need. Instead of me looking on the outside, looking for the answer, no, what I need is right here before me. You have to use what you got, what God has already given you. And that's all I continue to do. And that's why I can put a smile on my face. Don't get me wrong. Even though it hurts my heart that my sister is no longer with me physically, just to know that she's with me spiritually, and that my faith is rooted and grounded in God, to know that God has me where he needs for me to be. As far as I'm concerned, I'm the chosen one. That's how I see it. So I have to continue on with doing the work that needs to be done, calling it out how I see it, analyzing it, and don't have a problem with letting people know exactly what's going on in our country and what's been going on in our country.
Has been so good in your life, and I'm so encouraged. And I don't ministering to me, and it's worthy of saying it means so much more to me because I really can't focus on the negative. I can't focus on these four whitewashed, you know, dirty walls and the toilet that I'm staring right in front of that's, you know, a couple feet away from my bed. If I focus on these things, then I'll crumble, and I have to focus on fighting to get home to my family, fighting for the truth. Fighting to free all my brothers in here and continuing to be a beacon of hope and light, the same way Jesus walked in that spirit, humble, but knowing with meekness, with controlled power, we have to walk in that same spirit. And I feel the Spirit of the Lord is definitely upon you, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful for real. And I just wanted to ask you if you could say a prayer over my January 6th brothers, their hurting families at home. That are missing their husbands, their fathers, even some of the women have been arrested now and incarcerated. So there's kids out there missing their mommies and their daddies, wondering, you know, some of them, God forbid, I've got a couple guys in here, literally two of them, that have not met their children yet. They left their pregnant wife at home. They were kidnapped by the FBI, and they've been incarcerated for years, and they have two and almost 3 years. So I have a prayer for my Jan 6 brothers, their families, for Trump, for our country, and even for our enemies, if you could. So,
most definitely. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you today asking you for mercy, God, asking you for a miracle to shine your light on every citizen, God, who's been harmed and hurt by this administration, God. Lord, we ask you to loose the chains and the shackles off of all J-Sisters, Lord. We ask you to give them freedom, freedom that we know it, God. We ask you to go in and comfort their hearts, comfort their family, God. Put your love and arms of protection around each and every one of them, God. I know that you are able to do this without a shadow of doubt, God. And I ask right now, God, that you look down upon our country and remove all of these demonic evil spirits that have infiltrated our country, infiltrated our system, God. Touch the hearts of the enemy, God, to loose your children, God. Touch the heart of our enemies, God, to let them see that what they're doing is harming individuals. They're harming family, Lord. Give them that whatever they need, God, so that they can let my people go. Let my people go. God, I know that you are able to do it. I've seen you do it many, many times before, and I believe, totally believe, that a miracle is soon to happen for all families to be back united as one, for all these J-Sisters to be released from this hellhole that they're in, God. I ask you to release each and every one and comfort their hearts, God. I know that you're able to do it. Faith, feel as if the thing has already happened. I have faith to believe as a grain of a mustard seed that I can speak to that mountain of deceit, that mountain of hate, and tell that mountain to be moved, and that mountain will be moved. God, I ask that you open up every gate, open up every cell block, God, and allow these innocent individuals to be released back to their families, God. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So,
amen.
So good. Thank you. Yes. I'm having visions in my mind of the day where I get to walk out of here and feel that sunshine on my face again. So thank you.
That's what you have to focus on.
Closer to getting home.
You have to focus on that. Feel as if the thing has already happened. See yourself with your wife. See yourself with your children. See yourself being released. See those cell blocks. See the gates opening up. See you running into the arms of your loved ones, and focus on that. What you focus on expands. So focus on that, and that shall happen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, that is the focus. We thank you so much, Silk. You're awesome. Guys, everybody share, retweet, do all the things you do for the article. We love you guys, Gateway Pundit listeners, Blessed News listeners, everybody else out there. Continue to tune into Silk's program. Follow her on social media. You guys know where to find her. Just type in Silk on Twitter and Instagram and everywhere, and you guys can.
You have 1 minute remaining.
We're very grateful for all the listeners. We're very grateful for Silk for taking time out of her busy schedule to join me today. Love you, Silk. God bless you, and we'll talk soon.
Love you more. God bless all.
This is Jake Lang. You're listening to the Political Prisoner Podcast. God bless you all.